in the headlines. Overall agricultural output in Barbados this year projected to reach near record highs, with poultry production specifically expected to break records. Bridgetown businesses gearing up for the upcoming Cricket World Cup. Despite a shortage of certain drug brands, pharmacists give the public assurance they have adequate stock of alternatives, and a political scientist chides the DLP over its handling of its leadership struggle, comparing it to Kadument. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indah Weah expects this country's agricultural sector to recover from climate challenges over the past few months to end the year on a high, with the poultry sector projected to perform particularly well. Minister Weah notes farmers have had to deal with both drought and, at times, periods of intense rainfall, but expects output to increase.
Now, the first quarter is always a difficult one. It starts slowly. That combined with the weather conditions last year posed a fair amount of challenges for us. But I'm satisfied that as we go ahead and we ramp up, that things will get better in the second quarter. The poultry industry is extremely impressive this year, and I'm happy about that. They have confirmed that they can get up to as high as 11 million baby chicks this year, which is substantial growth going back to pre-COVID days. I think back in 2019, the highest they got to was 10.7 million. They're getting up to 11 million now, and that is good news.
Minister Weah spoke of plans to assist crop farmers.
This weather is very unpredictable, and we are working hard to make sure that we are able to help farmers. We just cleaned up Mount Boyer. We put new water at Wakefield. We put new water at Spencer's. We are going to look to see how we can provide water at Mount Boyer and Spring Hall by possibly relocating the well. But a lot of work is ongoing behind the scenes to provide the farmers with what they need most, and that is water. And then with the incentives as well to get them producing.
Production is projected to return to pre-COVID levels.
In 2020, for crop production, we had somewhere around 30.3 million kilograms of production. And if everything holds, we're looking to go back to pre-COVID times and to see how we can get back to that 30.3 million kilograms of crop production. I've already mentioned poultry, and today I meet with the pig farmers to see how we can help them improve their genetics and increase production using artificial insemination.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indah Weah. Bridgetown businesses are gearing up for the upcoming Men's T20 World Cup in June, expecting there will be additional business. Chairman of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce's Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, says they've been strategizing with stakeholders as to how they can maximize any benefits from the additional traffic expected.
The most obvious, of course, is trying to sell the patrons who attend various souvenirs and memorabilia. We also recognize with that amount of foot traffic coming through Bridgetown, there are also the opportunity to sell them other types of merchandise. And depending on the type of business you are, can't say specifically, but I would imagine that those buyers have taken that into consideration and bought various merchandise that would appeal to those individuals, whether it is cologne, whether it is a small transistor radio that you can listen to in the oval, garments, shoes. I assure you that if you have that type of foot traffic, the opportunity to sell will be greater.
Mr. Abed hopes the event will lead to Bridgetown being improved, bringing life back to what has been described as a dying city.
For the longest time, we've been asking that the signage be improved, that the lighting be improved, that the sanitation and the security of the city be improved. And we're hoping that this will be definitely given a new look at and something be implemented. And we've been assured that specifically over the World Cup, we will see an uptick in that, but we are hoping beyond that.
Chairman of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce's Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. Local pharmacists are giving the assurance that there is an adequate supply of medication despite a scarcity of some brands of drugs. President of the Barbados Pharmaceuticals Society, Marlon Ward-Rogers, says while certain brands are not available, there are alternatives.
Some people may experience shortages in certain brands. However, as pharmacists, we would know the generic names, the components, what the brand that you are actually looking for does. There are many other brands that may have been the same identical components or similar components to get the same job done. Obviously, in the public arena, there would be a limited scope because they only carry what's directly on formulary, and they are also restricted by budget restrictions, whereas other pharmacies may turn around and have more stock on hand or different alternatives. So instead of panicking or whatever, patients should just talk to their medical professionals, like their doctor or pharmacist, to be able to find the correct alternatives if they're experiencing this problem at this time.
He notes, however, that people may have to pay for the alternatives obtained from private pharmacies if they are not on the drug formulary.
At this point, the biggest implication may be that the medication that some people may be getting totally free is not available on formulary due to certain shipping implications from, you know, what's going on in the world right now. And as I said, if they go to the private pharmacies, they'll be able to get the same thing or alternatives that may not be on formulary, which may come along with a cost.
President of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Marlon Ward-Rogers. A political scientist has chided the Democratic Labour Party over the way its members are handling its leadership struggle as a DLP stalwart and former cabinet minister, Ronald Jones, has stood by his scolding of party president Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Over the weekend, Mr. Jones chastised Dr. Yearwood for not being present at a meeting that was being addressed by the party's political leader, Ralph Thorne, and urged him to rally behind Mr. Thorne, who recently rejoined the Democratic Labour Party. When Mr. Jones called in to VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in programme today, he was challenged by host Dr. Christina Hines.
Could this not have been raised? All of these impassioned statements you made, could not have made these to the president of the DLP in private rather than continuing to play out this drama in the public domain in a way that does not cause embarrassment to other members of the party, that doesn't seem like publicly berating them. I just wonder if doing it in this way is helpful in moving towards unity.
I honestly don't think that I berated anybody. I thought I offered.
Well,
it sounds so to you, and you would have.
When you ask questions like who is advising the person, I think that if you have the ear of the president, you can ask the president. You can ask the president, Ronnie, who is advising you and why are they advising you in this way, and stop doing this ignorance. These are things that you can say to your comrades outside of these meetings that the press is going to carry and make the DLP look like a Kaduma ban, a four-day morning ban, not even Kaduma.
But I've never been to four-day morning, so I don't know how that.
You're in it now.
Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines speaking to DLP stalwart Ronald Jones on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, which will be repeated on VOB 92.9 FM at midnight. The Barbados Meteorological Services closely monitoring a large plume of dust haze in the far eastern Atlantic. Meteorologist Raquel Davis said no advisories or warnings are currently in effect for Barbados on this event. And the UN Security Council has expressed concern about the possible escalation of tensions between Guyana and Venezuela as the two countries continue to claim ownership of the Essequibo region. Top story. Overall, agricultural output in Barbados this year projected to reach near record highs, with poultry production specifically expected to break records. That's the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. More news at 9:30 on Voice of Barbados. I am Ronald Clark.